The medicine that is taken by the, through the vein is not considered to be a matter or an invalidator of fasting, because it does not give the sufficiency from food or drinks. So whosoever or do any of these invalidators during the day of Ramadan, he is then in a major sin, and he needs to fear Allah and repent to him and hold up the rest of the day, and after Ramadan he make up this day. And from these invalidators is executing the semen, discharging the semen intentionally, willingly, not in dream, not due to forgetfulness of fasting. This kind of thing will invalidate the fasting of the person, whether it is by looking to a figure of woman, touching or scratching. All this, whether it is directly to a real woman or a woman in TV, radio or magazine or whatsoever, all this, or thinking of the sexual intercourse, and this thinking led him to a cause of invalidating the fasting of that day. This is a major sin, but it is not like when he practiced the intercourse itself. The ruling of it is different. If he had his semen ejaculated without inserting the male part into the female part, then this will cause the invalidation of that day, and he has to hold for the rest of the day, cannot eat and drink because of that, and he will and he has to repent to Allah and know what major sin he committed, seek forgiveness, and after Ramadan make up this day. But if he inserts his private part into his wife's private part, whether he ejaculated or not, just inserting the part, cause of the major recovery, major kafara, which is first seeking forgiveness for this sin, second holding of the rest of the day, third making up another day after Ramadan, fourth either freeing a slave, and that is the first choice. If he cannot financially, or if he does not find any slave to free, then he goes to the second choice, which is fasting 2 months in a row with no break in between. With no break in between. Not a single day. Except if it is something unwillingly. But to travel just for breaking it, no, it is not allowed. But if it's simply he has to travel, then it is permitted for him to break fast in that day. But Allah knows best of what is in his chest, the intention. And then if he cannot fast 2 months in a row, then he has to feed 60 needy persons. For each day, if for example he does this, one day he needs to do this kafara one time. If he does it in 2 different days, then he has to feed 2 slaves. If he cannot find or cannot pay, then he needs to fast 4 months, not in row, 2 months in row, and then he can have a break, and then 2 months in row. Or if he cannot fast, then he feeds how much? 120. Because you multiply by 2. If he does it in 3 days, multiply by 3 and the like. But if he does it more than 1, it shows that he has no piety in his heart. He does not fear Allah. If he fears Allah, once he found himself weak and full in it, then he should refrain away from his family. Stay away from his family. Like some of the Salaf, the pious brothers and sisters, they used, once Ramadan comes, they used to come to the masjid and stay in it until Ramadan ends. And they say, we want to fast. Today, I don't know which side we are damaging our fasting through. The side of slandering, the side of backbiting, the side of lying, the side of cheating, the side of, side of proud, arrogance, side of looking to the haram, side of listening to music. All these can damage your fasting. Yes, it does not invalidate it, but it damages. It makes it very weak to the limit that you may fall into the major invalidator very soon. So we have to fear Allah and protect our fasting. So the one who is, as we said, this is the ruling of it. Back to trouble. Troubling must be for a valid reason. Troubling, which may allow you break fast or breaking the fast. This must be with a valid reason. If, for example, somebody wants to trouble to bring drugs, marijuana, whatsoever, to sell or to use, is this permissible? The trouble itself is not permissible. The trouble itself is not permissible because the intention behind the trouble is not permissible. The reason behind it is not permissible, which is going to the haram. Or if he wants to trouble to drink khamr, because here in Saudi Arabia is not allowed, so he wants to go to any country where it is allowed and drink khamr. And then he says, I'm a traveler, I can break fast. Say, no, you cannot break fasting. You are a non-permitted traveler. And if he is traveling with the intention to break the fasting, he doesn't have nothing to go and to travel for. He just said, let me travel and I wish to eat, or I want to enjoy my wife. Tell her, let's go, wife, let's go. We want to go to Medina, pray, couple of salah and come back. The reason is not to pray originally, the reason is to break the fasting. Here we say, this would not allow you to break the fasting. Because the intention from the beginning wasn't good. Wasn't good. So these are the general ruling of fasting. So fear Allah and protect your fasting. Obey your Lord so He subhanahu wa ta'ala may forgive you. And He all forgiver, all merciful. And know that Allah ta'ala commanded you with something that He began with Himself. And He then commanded secondly His companions. And then thirdly He commanded you to do, which is to pray for your Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. والله تعالى أعلم. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه.